Matthew, obviously a tough night to get a lot generated in the offensive zone against Montreal. Just how did you see them be able to take control kind of in that half of the ice tonight?
Yeah, they played a good game. Good gap. We didn't really have anywhere to go with it, and we couldn't really generate much, so got to give them credit. They played a good game.
As the night wears on, how do you try and make those adjustments? And just was it one of those where they were able to stifle enough?
Yeah, I think in the third we talked about this after the second, just maybe get in deep, you know, just put it up the ice and get on their D because we were trying to make plays up the neutral zone and there was nothing there.
Your goal, Matthew, seemed to maybe give your team a spark. Did you feel, we've seen these Jets score goals in bunches, so yeah. Did you feel like maybe the tying goal was just around the corner?
Yeah, we definitely had some energy afterwards. I think Brian had a great chance on the wraparound, and then we were pressing. You know, we looked a lot better than the last 5 minutes there. We were pushing. It looked a lot more like a lot more like the Jets. So, yeah, we definitely got a little bit of energy boost from it.
What's it going to take to get that consistency back in your game, Matthew?
Not sure. Just get through these last four games. You know, just working as hard as we can, and then, you know, just make sure when the playoff comes around, we're bringing a lot more than that.
How important is this road trip now for this club, just kind of based on how unfortunate the last few games were here on home ice for your team?
Yeah, we just got to get back on track. You look at the last game, kind of unacceptable to lose late in games like that, and tonight just wasn't very good. So, you know, we've clinched a playoff, so I understand there's, you know, maybe not as much to play for right now, but we're going to have to find a way to be better.